Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao.
At this week's COVID vaccination clinic, Rock Island residents parked outside the Tax Slayer Center, listening to 89.7 FM and waiting for their time slot to be called.
Please follow the signs directing you to the area where the vaccines are being administered. After you receive your shot, you'll be monitored for approximately 15 to 30 minutes before exiting the facility.
Inside, dozens of Medical Reserve Corps volunteers took temperatures, administered vaccines, and monitored patients for allergic reactions. This week's clinic was exclusively for those receiving their second dose. Janet Hill from the Rock Island County Health Department says it takes around 1 to 2 weeks after the second dose for immunity to kick in.
You know, until we get herd immunity, and that is a long way away, many, many more months, they need to continue to wear their mask, watch their distance, and wash their hands. They could have a little bit more security knowing that they are protected, but we don't know a lot about whether people can still transmit the virus if they've been vaccinated. So we do need these public health precautions for the foreseeable future.
To date, Hill says no one has needed medical attention after receiving the Moderna vaccine.
Ending chronic homelessness is the goal of an experiment in the Quad Cities. By the summer, Humility Homes and Services will launch the Supportive Housing Pilot Project. Spokesman Ryan Bobst says the project will provide a range of services to 10 people for the next 3 years.
So these are generally individuals who have experienced chronic homelessness. They've got history of arrests, typically for trespassing, and then they also have a behavioral health disorder. So they're frequently in and out of our emergency shelter, in and out of the hospital, and in and out of jail.
Funding for the pilot project comes from two $100,000 grants from the Quad Cities Community Foundation and the Ryan Foundation of Omaha. That's a lot less than these 10 people would cost in what's called non-housing services.
These 10 individuals over the same time period would cost taxpayers nearly $1.8 million. By using emergency shelter and jails and being hospitalized for treatment, whereas we're able to house them for a fraction of that cost.
Bobst says the 10 participants will receive rental assistance, intensive case management, learn basic living skills, and get help with food and transportation. After some final planning, he says the pilot project will start by the summer. Humility Homes and Services is now in the 31st year of offering transitional housing to homeless people in the Quad Cities. Governor Kim Reynolds says Iowa will not move forward with plans to hire Microsoft to build a centralized COVID-19 vaccine registration system. Natalie Krebs has more.
Governor Reynolds announced last week the state had selected Microsoft to build the centralized vaccination system that would be up and running within a few weeks. But at a press conference, Reynolds said the state will not move forward with the partnership. Reynolds said upon review, the state determined the new system would cause too much disruption to the current systems in place. And it said the state will now work to strengthen existing programs like 211.
Part of the issue is our Iowans are already used to utilizing that call center. And so that's normally where they would go. And we just want to be careful about layering other options on top of that.
Reynolds said Iowans who are struggling to make an appointment online can call their local area agency on aging. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
Today in the forecast, it's partly sunny with a high near 20, wind chill values as low as zero. I'm Mariana Bacayao.